Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Judge John Grider arrived in Siskiyou County in 1888 to visit his mother in Scott Valley. He boarded a stagecoach in Wairika driven by Johnny Mack, who promised to get Grider to Fort Jones by sunset. On the way, Grider grew irritated at Mack's slow pace and frequent stops. To cut off a plug of tobacco, crumbled into a pipe, and deliberately take his ease in smoking. Mack assured the judge, "My friend, if I don't put you in Fort Jones before sunset, I will refund your stage fare and pay your hotel bill." He invited Grider to join him on top of the stage. Reaching the summit of the mountain 8 miles out of Wairika, the horses began racing down a crooked, narrow road to the valley below. Grider feared one wrong move or mechanical error would spell doom, but Mack proclaimed that in 20 years he had never been accused of reckless driving. They reached the valley floor an hour before sunset. Grider admitted later that he had come to admire Mack and told others to shut their eyes and put their trust in the driver. Today's episode of As It was written by Lisa Gioia, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.